We've just been talking about increased employment of Australian troops to Iraq, and with every deployment to a conflict, of course, there are the returned servicemen. In the United States, 50,000 war veterans are without a home in America on any given night. It's a startling statistic. These range from veterans of World War II to young soldiers in increasing numbers who've returned from the recent conflicts. 5 years ago, the Obama administration committed to ending veteran homelessness in the United States by the end of 2015. Yes, this year. Since then, the number of former servicemen and women without a home has been cut by a third, and there's a renewed push on right now to achieve that original target. Here in Australia, we have an emerging problem of homelessness amongst veterans of conflict since the 91 Gulf War. So, are there any lessons from the US that we can apply here to try and stem that terrible number? Suzanne Wagner is the principal of New York-based Housing Innovations, which is an organisation that provides advice to policymakers and NGOs in the United States about homelessness. She's here in Australia to try and do the same. Suzanne Wagner, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
No country, I think, really comes to mind that revere and honour their soldiers and veterans more than the United States, and yet 50,000 of them are homeless. How do you explain that paradox?
I think we didn't really focus on homelessness among veterans. We didn't know about it for a long time. And some of our efforts to really count and assess and understand who's homeless really revealed to us how big of a problem that it was.
So talk to me about the problem and this target set by the president.
So when the president set his goal in 2009 to end homelessness among veterans by 2015, he started and brought together a group of government partners, our housing department, our Veterans Affairs Department, and partnership with our NGOs to really tackle the problem, to study what we'd learned about homelessness in other populations, and adopt evidence-based practices and new models of housing and to address the problem, and take down targets to really, community by community, really look at who's homeless, who are homeless veterans, and what do they need to end their homelessness?
Yeah, why? I mean, if we look behind this problem, because there's many problems to do in America, in the United States, with returned servicemen. If you've read David Finkel's book, you know, A Good Soldier, or Thank You for Your Service, you know, he documents it very graphically and powerfully there. Homelessness is just one element of that. What is behind the homelessness issue?
Well, I think for many of our returning veterans, there's employment instability. There's, for some of our longer-term homeless veterans, there are some issues around disabilities, drug and alcohol addiction, and there was really no public support for our veterans for many years. I think we've really seen a change in the tide in America among the general citizenry, really feeling that it's really unacceptable for someone who served our country to be homeless. And that's really started to create some public support for changing this problem. But we obviously have very expensive housing. We don't have a living wage necessarily when you're working. And so there are a lot of, and then also there are barriers for veterans to reentering the workforce when they return from service.
And some of the service they've seen is just terribly traumatic. So these people are traumatized. Tell me what you've been involved in doing and getting going that has helped bring down that number of homeless veterans. I think the New Orleans experience is probably the most successful one.
Yeah, and in New Orleans, they have effectively ended homelessness among veterans. I think we've done a few things that really make a difference. We set a target. We set a goal. It's a national goal, but there was also a push to translate that national goal onto the local community level and hold communities accountable for ending homelessness among veterans in their communities. So it's a partnership between the federal and local government. We dedicated resources and provided resources, something you have already housing establishment funds. We've really built up a program called Rapid Rehousing, which provides financial assistance and support.
So is it as simple, and in New Orleans, was it as simple as actually the government or the local council, whatever it is, the state, getting the accommodation, getting the houses, and putting the vets in them? Is it as simple as that? Surely that can't just be.
Well, that's a big part of it, obviously, but it's not all. I think using new practices, veteran homelessness had been addressed with old practices that weren't evidence-based in the past, and using a housing first model, starting to do harm minimization, starting to address the long-term and chronic post-traumatic stress disorder, acquired brain injury, some of the other phenomenons and syndromes that the veterans are experiencing. So there's support provided. And it's not just a housing strategy, it's a housing and support strategy.
So the causes of homelessness are they, but for veterans, are they similar or the same as the causes of homelessness in the general population? Because in Australia, we've had also from the US, the experience of the Common Ground housing support, which is about giving people accommodation and a range of services around that. Is that just the general lesson, or are there particular issues for the veterans?
I think what we find with the veterans, a lot of the what we've learned with the other homeless populations has been applied to veterans. And actually, that's been one of the big changes, is really breaking down those silos between what we know for in the homeless sector and what we've been doing with the veteran sector. And they've adopted many of the practices, like the Common Ground model, which we call permanent supportive housing. There's a very large program called HUD-VASH, which partners housing resources from our housing and urban development with VA, healthcare services to provide long-term supports. And it really is the same as the Common Ground model, where there's a voucher to ensure housing affordability and support as long as the veteran needs it to maintain their housing.
And Susan Wagner, just finally, you're here in Australia, presumably because people want to talk to you about the ideas of what you're implementing in America. There is this issue emerging. We're now recognizing it here in Australia. What lessons do you bring?
I think the thing that we're really doing is we're reacting to a problem. We looked up and we had 100,000 veterans. We had a big problem and we had to solve that problem. Mm. What I think you have the opportunity to do is to be proactive about it. We've now incorporated housing risk assessments for every veteran who receives healthcare services from the VA. So whether they're homeless or not, we're assessing that risk so we can do something about it before they become homeless. And I think, you know, we guarantee education and certain other rights to veterans, but we don't guarantee housing on discharge. And I think that if I would say anything to you all about this, is to think about whether there should be a guaranteed housing resource for veterans when they're discharged from the service.
And just finally and briefly, how important is it to have the word from the top, the president, and perhaps even more potently, the First Lady, Michelle Obama, who perhaps said it best when she said, a veteran comes home kissing the ground, it's unacceptable, he should ever have to sleep on it. How crucial is that?
I think the political will and the support of the president and the First Lady, and then her challenge to our mayors to be a part of that strategy, has been really critical. The leadership is core.
Suzanne Wagner, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Suzanne Wagner, she's an expert in homelessness in the United States, and she's meeting with NGOs across Australia in Sydney today to talk about this issue of an emerging issue we're coming to terms with, homelessness amongst returned veterans.